Well, Coach, you had an interesting week last week, placing, going against the option. It looked like maybe at the beginning you were so mesmerized by stopping the quarterback that you didn't quite play as aggressively against the run as you'd like, and you made the adjustments after seeing it. Was it more the speed, more getting your mindset back on playing football? What was it that made the difference?
Well, I think the biggest thing at the beginning, I think you hit the nail on the head there at the beginning, is we were so conscious of number 10 that we made everything easy for him as far as the reads and the option, because we just ran up the field and took him and didn't kind of do what we had talked about all week, as going right to the mesh point and making him not know whether you're taking the diver or the quarterback. And then you would know what you were taking, but try to make him not. And I think it was just a matter of, it's one thing doing it in practice at about, three-quarter speed, and then all of a sudden it's coming out there and the bullets are flying. And so the first two series, we didn't play it well at all. And it wasn't so much the adjustments as getting them to adjust to what we wanted and how to do it. And I think then once they did that and then started having success at that, then they understood it. And then really, second quarter, third quarter, and all the way up to 4 minutes going a game, we really played it pretty well from then on out.
Yeah, it seemed like once they got the feel for it, they started playing normal football, I mean, more aggressively, and rather than waiting, they were more aggressive with what they were doing.
Right, and that's, an option. Everybody's kind of conscious of it. It was new. I think we really had a good scheme against it, a good plan for it. We just didn't execute it the first two series, and then after that, once we executed it, it was a good plan.
A completely different look this week with Peyton Manning and what he does. He's not going to be running the option,
nope.
I don't think, or even the quarterback draw. Probably not going to do that. So, you have to shift gears, obviously, and to me, this seems the key. Just like not letting RG3 know who has the different option series is not letting Peyton Manning know what the coverage is or where the pressures are coming from.
There's a lot to be said for that. He is as good as there is as far as reading the coverage pre-snap and post-snap, and we got to do a good job of holding our water, not showing a lot of stuff, but when we got something dialed up, we got to go, because he's going to get rid of it quick.
Yeah, it seems sometimes he'll go like on a quick snap to keep you, or maybe catch you in a disguise and not be close to where your coverage is. Is that one of the problems he presents?
Well, yeah, he's got the quick snap, and then he's got the screen that kind of helps him too in that situation where, try to get you not coming as so aggressive because you're worried about the screen. But the biggest thing is he controls it all out there. He's got the ball last, and he's got the last say, and so he's trying to hold it as long as he can, but then again, he may go up there and snap it on quick just so, you may be sitting on your heels a little bit.
There's so many injuries. In fact, I didn't know who was going to be playing linebacker, inside linebacker for you during the Redskins game. Too bad I'm just a little too old for that. But you've had to piece together a lot of people in different positions. Does that maybe limit what you can do then?
Well, what's hard is, 2 weeks in a row here at the end of the game, we've not been able to finish a game and put the damn thing away. And in all those situations, in a couple critical third down situations in that 2 minute where we're either going to make them have a decision to either punt the ball or go for it on fourth down, we've let them off the hook. And part of it is because it's usually a guy that's playing a position for the first time, seeing a route or something for the first time, and it's just unfortunate for them, but we just got to learn that way.
Yeah, because they don't get those reps in practice, right?
That's
the guys
right.
are out there,
yeah.
And all of a sudden they're thrown in there. So who's going to play this week?
Well, we'll see who shows up on Sunday.
All right. Good luck, guys.
Thanks, man.